Hey, girl, hey. Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. So here's the deal. I have a two-hour talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, Monday through Friday that's available live from 8 to 10 a.m. EST, and then available for download to listen to whenever you want. But it's a subscription-based radio show. Hey, running a live radio show ain't cheap, honey. I do, however, realize that some people can't or simply don't want to pay for content. So here's a little bite of what I'm all about for you to nibble on. I hope you love it. Hey, girl, I have something I have to share with you. Okay, this is hard for me to share because I'm a selfish bitch. And when it comes to fashion, I like to be unique and original and, like, keep all my fashion secrets to myself. But this one I had to share with you because it's too good not to spread around the world. I'm telling you, I feel like this is going to, like, revolutionize the bag industry, and it totally should. So I discovered a brand. It's called My Paper Tote. You can actually follow them on Instagram at My Paper Tote or shop online www.mypapertote.com. Okay, so anyway, here's the deal. So they make a bunch of different products, but obviously their totes, My Paper Tote, are their like number one thing. They have like two size totes. They have like really big ones and then like little cute dainty ones. The little cute ones could be good for a kid or for like you if you want to travel light. The big one is amazing. It's great for going on vacation. Fantastic. It holds everything. It's fantastic for the beach. I also love to carry it to work because I have my huge computer with me. And sometimes it's really hard to find a bag that you like the look of and also is super durable. And the thing with this is it's made from paper. I know you're like, paper? But it's actually FSC certified paper. Now, what that means is a lot of really good things. And one of the great things is it's tear resistant. Can you believe that? So it's like crazy super durable. Also, I love it. If it gets dirty, guess what you can do? You can wash it in your washing machine. And when it comes out, it looks even more and more and more like leather. But the beautiful thing is it's a leather substitute. There's so many fantastic things about like the actual production of this bag, but also the look of this bag. Gorgeous. So they do amazing things with metallics. I have a rose gold one. They also have really great silver metallics, and they just came out with a brand new black metallic. Oh my God. It's like so supple and shiny. It's like a material. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. Every time I wear My Paper Tote out, I get a million and one compliments. And my favorite thing is it's super reasonably priced. I mean, you're not going to get this sticker shock. I'm telling you, finding a fantastic tote, this is like the battle of my life, or at least it was. Either totes are super ugly or super crazy expensive, and this bag is just right smack dab in the middle. It's gorgeous, it's affordable, and it's durable. I'm telling you, it is the best thing since sliced bread. Honestly, I can't say enough nice things about this company. I think it's friggin' amazing, and I feel so proud that I have discovered it and am now sharing it with you. You guys, right now, if you want to go, and I highly recommend you do, you can shop online by going to mypapertote.com and make sure to use my special code. It's Taylor, that's T-A-Y-L-O-R, and you're going to get 20% off your purchase by going to, again, mypapertote.com and using that code Taylor, 20% off for my podcast followers. I'm telling you, go immediately. Get a lot of stuff because it's amazing. Hey, girl, hey. Welcome to another episode of Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast where you get a taste of me and what my live radio show is all about. Right now, I have one of my fave co-hosts, Sean Kilby, hanging out with me. Hey, boy, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Okay, so you guys keep asking for fresh content, so I guess we're just
full
of it.
You got it.
We're full of it. Uh-huh. Actually, Sean really wanted to do fresh content, like when we first started doing Taste of Taylor.
It's the only kind of content I like, the freshest.
And that's the thing people
it's
are like.
Kind of Prince of Bel Air I like too.
But people were saying.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, where's the button? Dad joke. He told a dad joke. He's only allowed to tell three dad jokes a show.
Uh-huh.
And if he goes over three, I get to punch him in the nuts.
Punch him in the balls. Uh-huh. And if I ring the bell three times because you made a mom joke.
A mom joke.
I get to hit you in the ovaries.
In the ovaries.
I would never do that.
I hope
I'm
you do.
Kidding.
No. Hit me as many times as you want there.
You got it. Deal.
Okay.
So this whole podcast, Taste of Taylor, is going to be fresh content.
Brand spanking new content. So now people are like, well, now you have to change the name of the podcast because it's not Taste Taylor. And I'm all, duh.
It still is a taste.
It's still a taste of what our show sounds like. Yeah. So even if it's not directly from the show. You know what, Sean? You know what I've realized? You can never win.
You can't win.
In this world we live in this internet world we live in where there's social media platforms up the wazoo. You got the snippy snappy chat. You got the Instagrammy whammy. You got the LinkedIn for nerds.
Nerds, I mean, come on, get a real job. Well, actually, that's what they're trying to do.
No, that's like exactly what that's what they're all doing.
Oh, look at me. I have a career.
When
like, whatever,
I see
bro.
LinkedIn, I'm like, get out of here.
Well, if somebody.
I'm not on that nerd site.
If somebody I know invites me to LinkedIn, I will never talk to them again.
But just for the record, if you're like a really important business owner and you're LinkedIn,
I love you.
And I would love you to link me in and give me more jobs, please.
Link
me all the ins. Then you've got the, what's the one? Oh, God, the thing with the post-it.
MySpace. Exactly, nope. MySpace. Yeah. Shout out to Justin Timberlake.
What is it called? Pinterest. I hate Pinterest.
But is Pinterest? What happened to Pinterest? Pinterest could have been great. No, Pinterest is just like, I can't click on things because I don't have an account.
And Facebook, where everybody's the authority.
Facebook.
There was this awesome video. I think I played it for you one time on the Taylor Strecker show.
What's that?
It was from Betches. Their Instagram is awesome. They do great videos. Their girl Hannah, shout out to Hannah. I love her. And anyway, so Hannah has like co-hosted a couple times on the show. She's actually going to start doing a regular segment on the Taylor Strecker show.
I hope.
Yeah.
I want to meet her.
I know.
Hang out.
Hannah's the cool.
She's
going to
give advice or something?
She'll do like millennial advice. Yeah. She does all their videos for Betches on Instagram. They have like 6 million followers.
Yeah, I watched one where she's clowning people.
Where she was clowning social media platforms. So the video is, what if social media were people? So they have like a person who's LinkedIn, they have a person who's Twitter, they have a person who's like Snapchat, a person who's Instagram, a person who's Facebook, and it could not be more spot on. Like the shit that they say, it's so funny. And Facebook is my favorite because it's like, I eat a sandwich for lunch, I have a husband, I have children, everybody agrees with me. And it's so accurate.
That is what Facebook is.
Facebook is so like, I am the authority. I have things to complain about, and you will listen to me. And plus, all my friends agree with me. And it's like, that is like fighting with one of my ex-best friends. This girl and I would get into a fight, and she would go like this. All my friends like me. That was her sorry. All my friends like me. And I was like, well, my friends don't like me, so accurate. But they don't like me because I'm real with them.
Her way of winning a fight
that had nothing to do with our friends, mm-hmm. had to do with the fact that she talked to me like shit, was, well, all my friends love me. Everyone in my community thinks I'm very polite. That was another one that she would give me. I was like, that's not an argument.
You're a Facebook person right now. You're being Facebook.
Precisely. And then Instagram's like trying to be like, I'm fire emoji. Oh my God, everything's so great. We just love each other. So like, it's like all fake and bullshit, but like kind of awesome.
Right, awesome, really.
You know, because it's like nice.
That is a pretty sunset.
And then LinkedIn's like all about business. And then Twitter's like, like a weird creepy guy behind a computer. Twitter was the only guy.
Twitter's a weird, creepy guy, and he's watching an award show, and he doesn't really care about it, but he's got some quips for you.
And he's like, I just hate everything. And then Snapchat was like a naked girl.
Right.
Classic.
God, remember when Snapchat just used to be sex pics?
I love Snapchat for filters, and then I bring him over to Facebook. I'm sorry, Instagram.
Yeah,
that's what I do. But anyway, yeah, so we live in a world now of social media platforms where everybody has opinions.
Everyone.
So this is the thing. Some of them are helpful, like people reaching out and saying, can you make Taste of Taylor some original content?
Good feedback.
We like that feedback, so we picked up on that one. But the one about now I have to change the title of Taste of Taylor or something different, that's absurd. This is, whether it's new content or content from the show, you're getting a taste of what the show is and sounds like. It's with co-hosts every single week that are actually on the Taylor Strecker show. We got it, okay? Don't overthink it
so much.
Everyone take a vacation from your brains. Aren't you tired? Because I am. Jesus.
Well, that is what a podcast is, a vacation from your brain.
That's what we're trying to be right now. Speaking of a vacation from your brain. Well, that's also what reality television is. So today's Taste of Taylor, we are going to be talking about something that we tried to talk about on the Taylor Strecker show, but we ran out of time. So we're going to talk about it here. Lala Kent, the hottest girl in the world from Vanderpump Rules, drinking a bubba in her bed when they're on a trip in Mexico.
Okay,
what
so she started making
fuck?
This thing. I'm like, what is happening right now? Is this like a cocktail? She's
trying
to keep
the party
going?
I thought it was a cocktail
too. Like, this is innovative. Putting a cocktail in a baby's bottle is kind of smart.
It's like ironic and kind of like naughty and like I'm for it.
Yeah, no. Instead, it was milk, honey.
A touch of honey.
And a little bit of anti-anxiety medicine.
Did she put Xanax in? Did she really put Xanax in there?
Yeah, she did.
Oh.
In a drink form.
Okay. Whatever. But anyway, she said she has a lot of anxiety when she's away from her homies and her man. And she clapped the whole time she said it.
She called, by the way, how do you feel about her? Just quick aside.
Please.
She never calls.
That's what a podcast
she
is about.
Never calls.
Quick aside. I love it.
She never calls her boyfriend her boyfriend. She calls him her man.
You know what's my favorite thing in the world, Sean? Okay. Huh. So if you don't know this, I'll let you know real quick. If you know it, I'm sorry for repeating yet another one of my many stories I love to repeat. But Sean and I used to work on this place, at this place called Sirius, and we were actually on the same channel together. We were on Cosmo Radio together, which is like Cosmo Magazine. Yes, same. So I remember that Cosmo, okay, this is before I was like divorced and dating a girl. So I was single and dating guys. And when I got boyfriends, they didn't like the term boyfriend. They wanted us to call. I remember having a meeting about this with Cosmo. They're like, can you please refer to your like significant other as your man? Because we feel like boyfriend is too young. So we didn't want to hear boyfriend anymore. We want to hear my man. They were Lala.
That is so awkward. That's awful.
It made me feel so uncomfortable. And I was like, my man. And now when I watch Lala and she's like, my man this and my man that.
God,
I'm like,
she really,
I'm like, Lala, did you work at Cosmo?
I know. I think for her.
For the record, I love Lala.
No,
I'm teasing her. I really like her this season a lot.
I'm in on Lala.
I am.
She's fantastic.
She really is.
But.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, on the word boyfriend, you could be 90 in the nursing home.
And that's
my
boyfriend.
You got eyes for Roger. You can call him your boyfriend. It doesn't matter how old you are. The word is boyfriend.
The other word is girlfriend. Yeah. Boyfriend and girlfriend.
When people say like my lady friend or my gentleman caller.
My lady?
No.
Or my ma? I hate ma.
Okay, the old man. The
that's
old
your mother,
lady thing,
and have some respect, you perv.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. Unless you guys are getting freaky deek, shouldn't be calling each other daddy or mommy.
No one should. No, not even when you're getting freaky deek. That's the worst.
Actually,
hey, daddy, blurf, and mommy.
Nah, daddy, that's
no.
Kinda,
that
that's
is
kinda,
so.
The bedroom,
there, that is
hot.
So. Seek a therapist immediately.
No, it's not like a parent thing. It's just like hot.
It's a parent thing, man.
Yeah, you're right. It's weird. The word daddy it means dad. Hey, father.
Hey, father.
Okay, that would be weird.
That's
unless you're doing like a weird you're doing a little role play, like a Catholic schoolgirl thing,
you know
then
what?
I'm in.
Let's not even go there
so
either.
So like I was saying, she always calls her boyfriend her man, but it's because he's twice her age.
Two and a half times.
Maybe it's because he's too old, or maybe it's because he won't let her call him her boyfriend.
No, it's because Lala has her own language, and it's called Tupacisms.
It's called Utah Hood, which I did not know was a thing.
No, Tupac, you heard the story, right? Where she said that Tupac, when he passed away, mm-hmm. he took over her body. And that Tupac lives inside of Lala.
Right.
Did you know this? So when we hear Lala speak, we're actually hearing Tupac speak. That's according to Lala.
I was wondering where I'd heard that voice before.
Who knew that Tupac clapped so much?
Who knew? Well, if Tupac was alive today, I want to tell you, she would be talking about his lady like this. That's how he would roll. Not at all. But I love Lala. So she's got a weird bedtime routine.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like really weird. And can you actually explain her full reasoning was that she lays down.
So she has anxiety, I think, when she travels away from her man. So she has this routine that she's working on. And my understanding, and listen, I'm very guilty of this. I get mad at my audience for being half, I call them half listeners, because it's like they're doing other stuff and then something piques their interest and they're like, she's a monster. And then I get these emails about disagreeing with me, and they are disagreeing with me with my exact argument. That's called a half listener, but I'm guilty of also half watching Vanderpump because I'm doing other stuff in the background.
It's the only way to watch.
No, actually, the true respectful way to watch is to give it your full attention with a remote in hand so you can pause and rewind to see where all the shade is coming at every single angle. That's how I like to watch it. I digress.
Dissect it like the Zapruder film.
But sometimes I get, you know, busy, I don't know, doing work, important things, and so I get distracted. And so I kind of got distracted with this Lala stuff. Whenever Sheena's on, whenever Kermit the Frog's on, I automatically check out. So Sheena was in the scene, so I was like, I can do my taxes now. but then Lala did something amazing, and I kind of like half out.
So she made her baba?
My understanding was she was doing her baba to like get off the anti-anxiety medications, and this was her like natural way of soothing herself.
So
but you said that there was Xanax in it.
She said she puts a little something in there.
Well, why not just then take the Xanax and not look like a freak falling asleep with a baba?
But then she likes to lay down underneath the covers and then prop up the bottle into her mouth.
It's pretty whack, man. I mean,
like
on a scale of 1 to 10, she's like a 10.5, 11 of hotness. She's like, I was saying to my girlfriend, I was like, I'm not attracted to Lala. See, I'm the type of gay where I'm only attracted to my girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
legit.
I'm the kind of straight that likes Lala and okay. was very much into
it. But when I'm like, oh my God, this girl's so gorgeous or that girl's so gorgeous and I'm obsessed, it's because I want to look like them.
Gotcha.
So I wish I want to look like
this
Lala.
This girl pops. If you've never seen her
she
before,
she just has a great body. She's got like a pretty face. Mm-hmm. You know, I would act, I would behave differently.
The personality of Tupac Shakur. I mean, this girl is the complete package. But then she'll put on her favorite show, which is actually that whole part. Other than drinking your antidepressants or your whatever anti-anxieties, everything else about it is relatable.
It's a normal nighttime routine, but you know what?
She's so hot that she can get away with drinking a bottle.
Because I'm watching this going, no bitch can get away with that except for Lala because she's so good looking. That it's like she can do, she's, you know what? She's like in Mean Girls, it's like Katy Perry went out, or I saw Katy Perry wearing cargo pants and flip-flops, so I went out and I bought cargo pants and flip-flops. It's like she's so, like, she's such on a pedestal that I feel like now girls across America are going to be drinking their Xanax to a Bubba. New trend. Mark my words.
Marking your words.
Mark my words. I'm marking them right now. Yep, it's going to be a new trend.
Putting your prescription drugs
I went on Amazon, and I bought a shit ton of Bubbas.
I mean, it's all you like a year's supply of honey put in your Bubba.
Put my Clonie in there.
Milk.
And then I'll fall asleep like that. Super attractive.
But see, the thing is,
my girlfriend definitely won't break up with me.
definitely.
Taylor would be like, are you fucking kidding me? You are, my girlfriend's name is Taylor, by the way.
See, but
I don't want people to think I'm talking to the third person.
No.
My girlfriend would be like, no, gross. Well, maybe
see,
she would like it, actually.
I don't know.
She loves my baby pictures.
It sounds really chill.
So she might actually be into
play.
It.
Jeez. Okay, so if
baby taking it will bobble wobble before bed, that would be me. I regret doing that. I wish I could take it back.
No, I love it. Leave it in. Leave it in.
Edit.
But the other thing
kidding.
with this situation with Lala is that she is so hot that she's never been called out for this type of weird
behavior. I wonder what her man really thinks about the Bubba thing. Like if she does it in front of him. Because there's something called secret single behavior. And you don't have to be single to do it. But it's like the shit that you do when you're alone that you would never do in front of your significant other or a potential significant other. Like I like to believe that after, I mean, you've been in a relationship for 15 years. I'm going on 3 years with my girlfriend and we're so like just connected. Like I would like to believe that there's a lot of stuff there's close to nothing I wouldn't do in front of her just because we're that close. But the truth is like when she like travels for work and stuff, which is quite often, I do find myself behaving in different ways. Like I just eat like a monster.
Yeah.
That's my secret single behavior. Like I eat like I'm like a fucking boar at a trough.
Right.
Like I get shit all over my face. I sometimes like to eat dinner on the bed. Don't judge. And
what about crumbs?
But I just get like sauce all over the duvet, and I don't care. I use it as a napkin.
Lay like a towel down.
I always
something.
Do, Sean. Okay. But shit gets messy.
Stuff still gets there. It's like, get on something.
Shit gets crazy when I'm eating alone. Yeah. I love to eat alone.
Eating alone. Do you eat alone in restaurants, by the
no.
way? No. No.
What
no,
am
no,
I, murder?
No. Come on. Yeah, right before I go out and serial kill. What?
That's how you could tell that you have a murderer in your town.
Right, exactly.
When they're eating alone.
One
no,
time
just
I went
kidding.
This is crazy. So one time
I actually envy people who can do that. I think that you're moth confidence and I'm like traveling alone. I so admire that. I'm such like a fucking loser.
I get too bored.
I can't do shit alone.
I need a
person.
I need to talk.
I'm gonna try to go to the movies by myself one of these days, but I still have yet to do that.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. First of all, one time I'm gonna tell you a quick story. Mm. I went to a Chipotle and then I got
alone
it to stay. And I ate it there.
Dude.
It was lonely. It was sad.
That's wicked scary.
Yeah, there was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were all doing, but they were all with somebody. But I also one time went to a movie by myself.
Yes.
And it's great because you can't talk to people anyway. And also I showed up at the last minute and got like the best seat in the house between two giant families.
Yeah, because losers go alone.
Let's go. Like, let's leave a little buffer. And I took the buffer from the family. These poor fools, they were like, we got this perfect. We're in the right row. We left a buffer in the middle so that those people won't sit too close to us. I took the buffer.
Yep.
It was the boldest thing I've ever done.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, I also one time went to Universal Studios by myself.
Whoa. What?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, because I was in Los Angeles for a bachelor party.
I'm starting to get so nervous that you just triggered my eye tick where I blink a lot because I get so nervous. I'm very uncomfortable right now and I'm wiggling my
this
nose.
This was the most savage thing I've ever done in my life.
I don't know that we can even continue this conversation.
Okay, I got to L.A. for a bachelor party.
Oh, my God.
But I was a day early, and everyone had a job. It's like a Friday, and they can't come hang out with me. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to treat myself to a little trip to the Universal Studios.
Alone?
Because, well, Hogsmeade's not, I mean, Butterbeer's not going to drink itself, all right? I'm just saying. All right, I had to go see Ollivander about a wand.
Be a normal person and get drunk off your minibar in your hotel room all by yourself with the curtains drawn, watching Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, okay, I definitely did that with my buddy that evening because he watches it too, but my point is...
Oh, you had to wait for your friend to come back and watch Vanderpump?
Look, I would have gone to the Universal Studios with people, but I wanted to go see where Marty McFly went back to the future, and no one could go with me, so I did it, okay? And I evaded that Tyrannosaurus Rex like you read about. It was great.
Okay, so secret single behavior. Lala's isn't such a secret anymore.
No, hers isn't.
But people do have weird bedtime routines, you know? Like, I think this kind of falls into, like, the secret single behavior / bedtime routines. Like,
yes.
I have a best friend, and she has, like, a blankie. You remember in Parent Trap how one of Lindsay Lohan, I couldn't tell which one, the British one or the American one, but she had Cuppy. Cuppy was, like, her, like, little bunny blankie.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot more girls than you would really even imagine, statistically speaking. Like, a big percentage of the adult female population sleeps with, like, a blankie or, like, a Cuppy or, like, a bunny or, like, a teddy bear or some shit like that. That shit is creepy. Yeah. I think I'm not one of those people. I think you gotta check that at the childhood door, my friend. Let it go.
Oh.
If you are sleeping with a binky, you don't deserve to have a baby, a real baby. That's for your baby.
Well, or if you have a baby.
I just pissed off so many people.
I'm
sorry. I think I spoke a little too harshly.
No, that's your gut.
It's just
reaction.
A little crazy. Like I've had so many guy friends be like, so I was hooking up with this girl, and like for the first three hookups it was great, and then like hookup four she brings out this blanket, and it's like.
That's a tiny blanket. That's a blanket for a three-year-old.
Well, number one, she thinks you're her boyfriend. Number two, she wants to marry you. And number three, you need to run. Like, that is some psycho shit.
The secret single behavior.
You got it.
It's over.
You've got it, Sean.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, my thing is...
I mean, over in terms of, like, you're no longer hookup buddies. Like, you are... She thinks you are her boyfriend.
Yeah.
You know?
Like real tea. Like let's start doing save the dates.
Oh, she's already like written your name with her name 1,000 times.
Yeah.
On like all her like Lisa Frank notebooks. Yeah. She's Trit Chris.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
But I don't really do anything that weird at night aside from not brushing my teeth.
People brush their teeth.
No, I do Lena Dunham and girls. I go real hard in the morning. I go double hard.
Oh, me too. Well, I go until it stops vibrating.
I go until my gums stop bleeding.
Here's what I want to tell you about, and there's a lot of people listening
right
now.
I try to brush at night. I'm just so tired. I hit the pillow and I'm out, man.
I don't even pretend to care. People, I'm going to tell you something about people who brush their teeth twice a day.
Please,
okay?
Please,
you're a bunch of tryhards. Okay? And moreover, look, I know you care.
No, it's really hygienically, like, I'm embarrassed to admit that there are nights that I fall asleep without brushing my teeth. Like, I really think my girlfriend must think I am some sort of a garbage person. But she loves me despite it.
She loves you anyway. I'm going to give you a pass on brushing your teeth twice a day.
I do have the intention to.
No, I'm saying I'm going to give you
a pass on doing it.
I'm saying that that's the part that's a problem.
No, I want to hear you say why it's ridiculous. I like that you say it's tryhards because I wish more people thought it was tryhards and it wasn't like the hygienic norm.
Well, here's why. Because my mouth is so clean.
My mouth is so clean.
My mouth is super clean.
Yeah. I don't put any private parts near it. Ever.
I want to revise my previous position.
I only put alcohol in it, which is a natural disinfectant.
What kind of alcohol?
Wine, vodka.
Oh, they were talking like Listerine.
Beer. No, alcohol.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? If after sexy time, if you get real freaky-deek, you can brush your teeth again if you want to. That one I'm okay with. But first, and this goes for people who floss. I mean, what are you trying to prove? Who the hell do you think you are? I just want to explain something to you, okay?
Please.
Okay. So... let's say you were at your home, your house.
That's a weird place to be, but you know what? Just for the argument's sake of like you know going with you, yeah,
but
sure. I'm in my house. That's strange.
Taylor, go on a journey with me.
Taylor,
no.
Okay, suspend your disbelief. Let's
your
get crazy.
House, right? Your home. Your home.
Your house. What?
No, my point is, pretend your mouth is your home. Okay,
oh,
in this analogy,
like right? Magic School Bus style.
Yes, it's okay. like that episode where he eats too much carrots and he turns orange. I don't know how that works, but the Magic School Bus explained it to me.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite
episode. Must have missed that one. Really, are you sure you don't do drugs?
If you eat a lot of carrots, you turn orange.
No, you don't.
Miss Frizzle said so I think it's true.
Okay, I'm going to go off of your memory.
Let me tell you a little something about how bees pollinate flowers. Because we're a bus that's black and yellow.
Love that.
All right, so that was a great episode. So, like I was saying, you're home.
Okay. Your mouth is your mouth.
Okay. So let's say you were going to clean your house on Sunday. Let's say let me try that again. Let's say you had a maid, not clean your house, you have a maid coming. You have a
Even
maid
better.
Service. Your maid service comes every single Sunday.
Sweet house.
Every single Sunday morning, because it's just like a thing people do now, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just say it's scheduled.
I'm going on this journey with you.
If you... Saturday night, or like, I'm sorry, I've got to tidy up. My maid is coming over. You're a moron. You're about to wake up tomorrow morning and clean it anyway. Why are you cleaning it tonight? That's the same thing.
You've lost
me. You're going to clean your teeth at night so you can wake up and immediately clean them the first thing you do in the morning?
That's a good point.
That's like cleaning your house the night before the maid comes.
But I always have to clean my house before the maid comes because she doesn't know how to put things away the
Taylor,
way I do.
You don't have to do that. That's her job.
No, I don't want her touching my stuff. Oh, shit. I guess I'm going to have to start brushing my teeth at night now.
Yes, you do.
Damn. I was
Wait,
so...
does somebody come over
but that's
every
a great
morning
analogy.
And brush your teeth for you?
Your maid doesn't brush your teeth for you? Can you imagine?
I'm just saying, if you brush your teeth
podcasting,
twice a day.
Let me tell you, the podcasting business is lucrative.
Let me tell you. I got a tooth guy. That like is every day. He's called a dentist. But
but he like comes to my house every day and brushes my teeth
quick
for
question.
Me.
Quick question. Another quick aside.
I go to the dentist.
How do you feel about twice a year cleaning? Do you like the cleaning?
I go for it. I love my dentist. She's my friend, add a bonus.
My problem with the dentist is they always shame me for now. My gum, I'm not flossing.
I actually have an amazing mouth. I might be part canine because dogs' mouths are much cleaner
than
humans.
Super good. Yeah. You got a good mouth.
So yeah, she's always like, "Oh, you're flossing." I'm like, "You know it."
Sure.
Or
yeah.
Maybe she's just my friend, so she's trying to make me feel good.
You really want to be like, "My maid did it." Anyway, so that's my take on mouth health.
Okay, I'm here for it. So bedtime routines.
Bedtime
ours
oh,
don't necessarily include brushing our teeth or flossing or mouthwash, but that's okay because we go double hard in the morning. So we'd be cool. Don't worry.
Don't be grossed out by us. I really want to make it clear. I am brushing the shit out of my teeth.
Well, let me ask about Lala. So she's brushing her teeth, getting into bed, and then she's gonna sip on that bottle. What's the point of brushing your teeth?
What's the point?
Yo.
Oh, also, I forgot to share this with you. Your mouth already has a cleaning mechanism. It's called spit. And spit's like doing most of the work.
Okay, so falling asleep with a baba, weird. Falling asleep with a teddy bear, weird. Falling asleep with a blanket as an adult, weird.
Not great.
Weird. What about falling asleep with a television on? This is like a thing that could break up couples, literally.
Oh, do you do that or do you not do that?
So, oh my God. So I am a TV faller sleeper. So when Tay, my girlfriend's traveling, I wake up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, which is about 2 seconds before I have to actually wake up for the radio show. So that sucks. I normally fall asleep with every light on and on the TV at 85. And then I wonder why I'm having like weird dreams about Tony Soprano. Because I'm watching Sopranos the entire time.
It's an intense
show. So I fall, but I don't love falling asleep with the TV on. I know. I don't love when I wake up and it's like blasting. I hate that feeling. Mm-hmm. But I do like falling asleep with the TV on. Tay kind of hates it. So we've been like playing around back and forth with it. But for her, it's more the noise than the like visual.
Yeah.
So she got me for Christmas, a present for me, which was technically a present for herself. I have those headphones now. Where they're Wi-Fi connected.
To the television?
To the television. So I put on my headphones.
Damn.
She goes to sleep. I watch the TV. But then you fall asleep with like these like silly headphones. I'm like, you know when all rock stars take their kids to concerts and they wear those stupid headphones to protect their ears? That's what it feels like when I fall asleep. I feel like I'm falling asleep with a helmet on.
But you sleep, you're a back sleeper, by the way.
Well, I'm a side sleeper.
I'm a side sleeper,
sleeper,
but I couldn't fall asleep side sleep if I have those headphones on.
Well, that's why
I
don't
future,
get
I want to
a
point
great night's sleep when I fall asleep with those on.
I love that you have those things.
But Tay always has to wake up in the middle of the night and she has to turn the TV off. So that's something that like I probably do that she would probably much prefer a blankie to that.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Because
It
doesn't bother her.
What about sound machines?
Like white noise? I can get down with that. I don't really care. I'm a pretty simple sleeper.
I could do a sound machine.
But I have a full-on routine usually. That's like one of four.
You put on your matching jammies.
I'm a shorts, no shirt. I'm a shorts, no shirt guy.
I'm an underwear, no top.
Look at
you. Oh my God, twins.
We're like inverse twins. It's like if you put us together, we have one full outfit.
What do you mean? You have boxers and I have underwear on.
No, I'm saying I wear shorts and no shirt, and you wear a shirt and no pants.
No, I just said I wear underwear and no top.
Oh, I thought you said you wear and a top.
What do you think? I'm going to Teddy Ruxpin this shit? That's disgusting.
Wait, you're like full like titties out?
You got it.
Damn, girl,
That's how I roll.
That's a nice
Wait a second.
Way to sleep.
Anybody who sleeps.
I thought you said and a top.
Anybody who sleeps in a t-shirt and no underpants, man or woman, is a mass murderer. And I want nothing to do with you. That's called doing a Teddy Ruxpin, and it's fucking weird. I had a roommate, and she slept like that.
No.
I'm all like, why?
No underwear?
Let me tell you a little something about the vagina, people. It has stuff that moves around a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. That's how I'm going to put it. There's
it's
a lot going on down there.
Yeah.
It's like a science experiment down there. My old co-host, Kenny, he has this really funny joke. He's a stand-up comedian about like how we are constantly taking care of like a science lab. And we are.
It's a petri
Congratulations
dish.
To us, yeah. Okay? But with that being said, with all that movement and flowing going on, you must wear underpants at all times. And I just think or you must have like loose-fitting pants, something on going on there to be like a...
Cover.
Like a safety net, if you will. Okay? Okay?
One layer of
protection. I think it is highly irresponsible to sleep without anything on your bottom, especially if you're a girl. Yeah, a guy, two butts, or got all stuff going on. It's just... Anyway, I had a roommate. She slept with no underpants. She liked to let her vagina breathe. One night, or one day, I ran into work. We were late for work. We had both overslept. We were out partying in a nightclub till like fucking 5 in the morning. So I ran, and I was like... I was about to say, girl, get up. We're late. But she was asleep. It must have been summertime because she was hot. No covers. Spread eagle. Vagina in my face. T-shirt on. I closed the door and I left her there. I couldn't stand to wake her up. I was so mortified.
Well, she put the shirt on, though. But she didn't put the bottoms.
Why? Well, like
she took off the bottoms. She had some underwear on, I assume, when she got home that night.
What are you doing? That, to me, is the craziest thing. Like, guys that sleep with T-shirts and no underpants, that is so weird.
I just don't understand how people can wear shirts, though, when they sleep. It's just so much.
So
I need to be unencumbered.
I know.
But bottoms, I'm cool with. You can do
bottoms,
you
so undies,
yeah.
No shirt,
all right.
Sleepy
so
time.
So that's my, and I'm a side sleeper. I'm
Sometimes
like
I wear a nightgown.
I
just want to be honest.
A nightgown.
My grandmother's.
I don't
It's not attractive.
I respect that,
You might be picturing a silky, like, negligee thing. That's not what it is.
It's like a big-ass shirt.
It's white cotton. It has a bunch of holes in it. It's got stains all over it. And it was my grandmother's. And, yeah, I wore it to bed.
Okay. Do you wash it occasionally?
You know, as much as I brush my teeth.
It's pretty old. Whenever the maid comes. First of all the pillows. I Bed Bath & Beyond just get like restocks pillows
okay.
just with me. They know
oh,
I'm
you
back.
And my girlfriend are the same.
Like,
she
I got a pillow between like
she's got between the legs.
Between the legs and like I'm like kind
of
like
yeah.
I'll
she
throw
needs
one
like
over
a
the,
minimum
over the arm.
Of four.
Also like my like I'm worried like my other arm. I got to put a pillow over here. Sometimes I'll have a reserve pillow next to the bed just in case I want to throw an extra pillow there. So pillows are big for
You're
me.
You're pillow greedy. Are you? Do you steal covers at night? I don't.
No. I'm not much of a
I'm
tugger.
Accused of
I don't
it,
tug. I don't tug.
But I'm not doing that.
I toss, I turn occasionally.
Oh, I'm like sleeping with a child. I'm that's in the middle of a karate lesson. You will get attacked by me.
You're a thrasher.
I will elbow you in the face at least a dozen times in the beginning of our relationship.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. See, I stay in my own little tight little bubble. Okay?
I sleep with my hands over my head, right?
I can't do that. My
and
arms
then,
will fall
and then,
asleep.
And then I bring my arms down in the middle of the night right on your face. But you can't get mad at me because I'm asleep.
You're asleep.
That's what I tell Tay.
Right.
You can't get mad at me. I'm asleep. She gets very mad because I break her nose 50% of her life. Also, you know what I'm real bad?
Your head? That
yeah, it's
tough.
Like a baby. You know what's
like
really weird?
Baby.
When I fall asleep at night on the couch, don't move me. It's going to get ugly. I think I might be in like a sleepwalk phase or something when you try to move me. I get real verbally abusive, according to my girlfriend. I have no recollection, but I
get real mad.
I get real mad.
You're a mad sleeper.
Don't know when I'm going to fall asleep on the couch watching TV, just leave me there for the night. Because
it's kind of nice to sleep on the couch once in a while.
Apparently, I love it, and I really hate whoever moves me from it.
Bedtime routines. We're
but
digging deep.
I have no mentality. I have no recollection of it. Oh, listen, speaking of bedtime routines. Okay, so I think a girl can actually get away with like sleeping with a blankie or like a blankie or like a bunny or like a teddy or whatever. But guys can't, sadly. I'm sorry, but you just can't. But I dated this guy, and he would tell me the story. The story breaks my heart. And his dad made him get rid of his blankie when he was like four. And his dad said, big boys. He said to him when he was four, are you a man? Do you want to be a man someday? And he said, I want to be a man. I want to be a man like you. And he said, well, men don't sleep with blankets. And he made him throw it down the garbage chute. Isn't that like child abuse?
That is traumatizing.
I am like,
it's horrible. I feel traumatized just hearing that. Second of all, I want to say something to his dad. That guy's dad, if you're listening to Taste of Taylor,
you're
right
a monster.
Now,
he
listen
probably
close.
Is not.
I am a grown man. I use a blanket every night.
Nice. Touché. Point.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, 4-year-old. Point, you want to be, an adult? Men don't use blankets. I use a blanket every day. Sometimes I'll bring one out to the couch. It's a little chilly. You're a jerk.
You're a jerk.
Man, I guess I don't use a blankie.
What
there is a distinction.
A blankie is a blanket for a little child because it just covers their body the way a blanket does.
It's honestly just a U-sized blanket.
So
I feel
cruel.
Like there was nothing wrong with that little 4-year-old kid using his blankie.
Oh, have you ever known an adult that slept with a pacifier? Because I have not, but I'm just asking now because I never even thought about the Bubba thing, but that's like a soothing thing.
Some people
that
like
would be
suck
weird.
Their thumbs as adults.
I would say, have you ever dated somebody who was a thumb sucker at
I
night?
I couldn't get over that.
No, I actually had a friend who used to sleep with her eyes open at night, but that's like a whole different story.
That's not a choice.
She's in jail now because she used the murderer.
Okay. All right, so
she's never got caught by the cops, and she's out there murdering everybody.
She's still on the
list. Wicked smart. She's like the female Dexter.
Yeah, you won't be able to figure out who she is until she falls asleep. Then you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, here's my bedtime routine. I have a number of things that I will do.
Okay,
but there's this, and I think a lot of people will relate to this. Now, if I'm currently reading a book, mm-hmm. I can read a book until I fall asleep. Because books make me real sleepy. So
you read
I'll fall
books?
Asleep. Yeah, I read books sometimes.
That's actually a good idea. I might start trying to
so
do that.
So reading a book is cool. Another one that I used to do and sometimes I will dip back into, and
yeah.
this is basically my version of a blankie.
Okay.
Is like I got my old Calvin and Hobbes treasury books. They're collections of Calvin and Hobbes
it sounds
comic strips.
Super boring.
And they are outrageously good, and I will read them before going to bed, and it'll put me in a nice state of mind, and then I'll fall asleep thinking about Calvin and Hobbes, which is about a boy and his stuffed animal. If you've never read Calvin and Hobbes, do yourself a favor.
Do yourself a favor.
Go get the collection, the full thing, the full box set. I haven't done that in a while. Another one is like for years, my version of Sopranos would be Friends.
Okay.
Just leave Friends on,
you
fall
got,
asleep.
Like that thing you're comfortable with.
They're my friends.
Of
you know?
Course. Well, there are like millions of people's friends, just
yes,
for the
exactly.
record.
But they're also mine.
Yes.
And that show is amazing.
It shows
but
amazing.
But I honestly think like the moment I got the DVD box sets, it was like, oh, okay, I'm in a new phase of life where I watch Friends every night as I fall asleep. The last thing I do, and this one is, you may never even heard of this,
okay.
but a lot of people do this.
Huh?
I think it's like 10% of the population. Not what? All human beings do this.
Do you rock yourself to sleep?
No.
That would be freak show style.
That would be really weird. No, this is not like an activity. There's something called ASMR. Have you ever heard of it?
Never.
Okay, so it's this newly coined phrase, and it's like become big in recent internet times where people have kind of come together as a community to make this a thing, where there it's like you get a good, like a positive, almost like euphoric, soothing feeling from certain sounds. So some
you're
people,
such a fucking hipster.
No, this is not a hipster thing. This
no,
is like a, this
you
is a
are
thing.
Being a hipster right now.
So it's like people, and now there's a whole industry of YouTube video people who make these videos for ASMR.
Shut up.
It's generous people whispering, talking like this.
No, I'm breaking up
and
with you.
It makes you feel good.
No, that's horrible.
And sometimes they'll like it.
Your girlfriend allows this
no,
to go on?
I would never do this in front of her. It's
oh,
like
my
if
God.
If we're not falling asleep at the same time.
You know what? You just made Lala with the Bubba look like a totally normal human being.
Nope,
I can't. I hate whispering. You must stop
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm done. But there's two types of these. By the way, there are a lot of people in the world now
uh-huh.
who cannot fall asleep without watching ASMR videos. It's their bedtime thing.
That's a terrible thing.
It makes
thing.
You feel so good, though. It's like this
you know
weird
makes you feel
euphoric
good?
Feeling.
No, you know what makes me feel good in euphoric?
It's pleasant as F.
Klonopin.
Yeah, no, drugs are good. Drugs are better. Drugs are better. But
period
this one,
story.
But there's two types of these videos. There's the ones where it's like someone's
I don't want to hear any more about these videos. No, you know, do you know what you're doing? When you whisper like that and you look at me in the eyes, you might as well just drop your pants and show me your penis. Because that's literally how you're making me feel.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Uncomfortable.
Stop it. I don't like it either.
Stop it.
I don't watch those.
Stop it right
there
now.
There are other videos where people are like, hey, here's this random, like, here's a video, like a tutorial of how to fix a bike. And the guy has a nice voice. And then you watch, it's like, that does give me an ASMR feeling. I'll watch the one that's not intentional, that's just happenstance. Because I feel so bathos when I hear people doing it
You're making me no. Stop, stop
on
it.
On purpose.
No, you. You are making me feel uncomfortable, but not as uncomfortable as I get when I watch the Vanderpump Kids pack for trips wherever they're going, and every single one of them puts their suitcase on their bed. That is.
This is your pet peeve.
My number one pet peeve.
Wait, hold on. Explain this to me. They're packing.
They're packing for a trip. Okay. Has anyone heard of bed bugs?
Wait, you think that you, it's gross?
Wait, you
to
think
put-
it's, first of all, that is how you get bed bugs. I have read you do not ever put your suitcase on your mattress. That is how you get the bugs of the bed.
Okay, you know what? I was going to tell you were crazy and that's not a big deal because I put my...
Oh, my God.
I have a gross old carry-on and
murderers.
I will put it everywhere.
Think about how dirty that bag is. You're dragging it around the ground. You're throwing the back of nasty cat. Nasty cat.
Nasty cats.
You're giving it to the airport people. Ugh, don't even get me started on them. And they're just throwing it around and they're kicking it all over the place.
What do those people do? They're fine people.
I mean.
You're saying they're gross. You're saying they're covered in lice.
I'm just saying they don't care. Like
they don't care.
They're not like handling it with care.
Like if there's a patch of bed bugs over there, they're going to drag your stuff through.
Well, it's just going through like conveyor belt after conveyor belt.
Right,
these people.
It's also touching other people's bags.
It's not the people that work at the airport that are like dirty garbage people. They're just like it's not their fault. They're just huge spaces full of lots of like activity and germs. The heck! And then they go under planes, and then they're like, I mean. I just can't believe people are putting their suitcases unless you're going to Clorox wipe that shit down when you get home, which I know you're not doing. Why are you putting that in your bag?
Wait, Clorox wipe? How about, oh, you're talking about
hard shells. How about we all go home? Yeah. How about I go home after a full day in the city, okay? Yeah. Raining and snowy and walking through like dog pissy and probably homeless people poops. And how about at the second I get home, I take off my shoes, I take them off, I go home, I plop them right in my bed.
Me too.
You might as well.
Your shoes on your bed?
Same thing as a suitcase.
Yeah, that's a crazy move. That is a psycho move.
Psycho.
That's something that
anyone who does
sleeper would do.
People who sleep with their eyes open and also have bubbles to fall asleep, there are also people that are putting their suitcases
on
their
beds.
You know how they have suitcase like rack things?
Yeah, at the hotel.
That's what they're for, yo. CB2's got a gorgeous one right now. I have my eye on. I'm going to get one so I can pack like a polite, proper human being. Or use the floor where it belongs. Get on your knees. You get on your knees for other things, people. You might as well get on your knees for luggage. It's out of my, especially the Vanderpump Kids.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, come on. I know you got one of those things in the closet. Just bump it out. You guys have everything. Have you seen your house?
Oh, my God. I just can't believe they're all putting their luggage on their beds. It makes me insane. It makes me insane. That's my number one pet peeve. And I didn't realize it until I was recently watching an episode of Vanderpump, and I was in literal shock at how many of them do that. They must all have bed bugs, except for Stassi. Stassi knows better.
I have a new pet. It's not a new pet peeve, but it is my new number one pet peeve.
What?
This happened the other day. I finally got around to go see the Black Panther movie.
So jealous. Need to see it.
Good movie. Really, really good movie.
Maybe I'll go see it by myself.
And, you know, you go into the movie theater, and they tell you at the beginning, please turn your phones to silent mode.
Yeah. Yes.
I honestly, at this point, if someone's phone rang in a movie theater, I don't even think it would bother me that much. But the thing that happened the other day that, honestly, it makes my blood boil.
You look mad, and I've never seen you mad before.
I was upset.
I'm scared.
And this has happened to me a couple times recently, is some people pulling out their bright-ass screen phones in the middle of a movie.
It's bad.
The screen is worse than the sound.
The noise.
Don't pull it out. Do not pull it out. Don't even look for the time. Don't even see
it's
who's
texting
you.
It's basically like turning a flashlight on.
It is.
In the middle of the movie theater.
It's worse than turning a flashlight on because, like, if at least a flashlight, you're trying to get somewhere.
I was in between. I was, okay, so sometimes with our jobs, we get to go see screenings of movies, like, ahead of time if we're going to interview, like, the people that are in the movies, right?
Yeah.
So I was at, like, Sony, right, at their, like, screening room, which is, like, a big deal. It was, like, all industry people in there. And I was sitting in between like this old guy and this young girl, and she pulled out her phone in the middle of the screening, and this guy went fucking apeshit on her over me. I was in the middle of their like literal war. It was so scary. He was, but then I thought to myself, listen, I know that you're mad, but you know what's way ruder than someone pulling out their phone? You screaming in the middle of the movie and disrupting it for everybody. He was such a fucking asshole. I hated him. I've never wanted to like murder a stranger so much in my entire life. Okay. Yes.
I've never
was rude, but he was a bajillion times ruder.
I've never loved anyone quite like I loved that guy you're talking about.
He was such an asshole.
So this is a couple months ago.
Ugh.
I go to see a movie at the Magic Johnson, which is my local theater.
Nice.
Fantastic theater
what
in Harlem.
What a cool name.
We have a good time there at the Magic Giant Murals of Magic Johnson in the
that
middle of the theater.
That is hysterical.
It's a fun crowd.
Yep.
And partway through the movie, this teenager that's like five rows in front of us, like pretty far down there actually, starts pulling out her cell phone over and over. And then the person next to her starts doing it. And I got to think that everyone else in this theater is feeling the same way I am. The fourth time she pulled the phone out, I was that guy.
No, you weren't, Sean. I could never see you be like this, ever.
Put your phone away. Those are my words.
Whoa, like a teacher. That wears a dress shirt with short sleeves.
It was like, because it's like over 10 minutes, she pulled her phone out four times. My blood was on fire.
Did she listen?
Didn't pull that phone out ever again. That whole
Sean, showing, you know
I
what?
Am a superhero.
Moving forward, if you ever want something to stop, just say, I don't care if it's even regard to a phone. Just say, say it again.
Put your phone away.
I'll do anything you want. Who knew Sean? Who knew Sean was so scary?
Oh, can I tell you my last thing? This is my dream.
Yes.
This is my dream. I want to be, this is my heroic action that I want to take.
Please.
I don't want to save a cat from a tree.
Okay.
I don't want to pull a baby out of a burning building.
But you want to spit on my face when I'm talking.
I'm so excited that I'm spraying everyone.
Don't worry. I spit on people all the time.
I want one day while I'm riding on the train or in a public space.
Yes.
When somebody is on their cell phone playing a video game with the sound full on.
Yes.
Or listening to a song with the sound full on in a crowded space.
I hate this.
I want to carry with me some of those crappy disposable airplane headphones in my pocket. Just everywhere with me. And then when somebody does that, I want to stand up.
I have a question. You want to whip them with the cheap headphones?
No, I want to walk over to them and I want to just hand them a pair of headphones.
Or you could just say,
put your phone away.
Exactly. 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 Sean, I love you so much. Thank you so much for joining me on this week's episode of Taste of Taylor.
My pleasure.
Follow Sean on social media at Radio Sean Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram.
He just learned about Instagram stories.
Apparently they go away in 24 hours, so I got to start posting them more
I just
often.
Taught him that. He was like the other day on the regular show, he was like, check out my Instagram story from Saturday. I'm all Sean.
Can't do that, dude.
That shit's gone like 48
Yo,
hours
dog,
ago.
You got another thing coming. So I had to put my phone away.
Okay, say it with me. Put my phone away. Or it's your phone. I messed it up. Ah, damn it. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for joining us for another week. And don't forget, if you like what you hear here, it's different spelling. If you like what you hear
here.
Then you can get more of it on the Taylor Strecker Show. You just go to taylorstrecker.com and you can subscribe and you will get so many hours of this and oh so much more. You guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. And we'll see you next week right here on another Taste of Taylor. Hey, girl, hey, did you love this taste of me? Want more? Then make sure to go to taylorstrecker.com to subscribe to the Taylor Strecker Show for hours and hours of me entertaining your ass. Content with this nibble? Well, then I'll see you next Wednesday and make sure to subscribe to the Taste of Taylor podcast and follow me on social media at Taylor Strecker.